And I'm Carl Fry. Coming up on All Things Considered, legendary toy store FAO Schwartz prepares to permanently close its doors tonight on New York City's Fifth Avenue. That story just coming up in our next segment on All Things Considered. But first, Jill Dittmeyer joins us with some special guests in the studio. Jill?
Thanks, Carl. Well, they brought their toys as well, so to speak. We have local artist Rita Spalding and local jazz musician Rob Dixon. And the two are here to tell us about this fabulous benefit that's taking place this Sunday night at the Jazz Kitchen. It's all for the Indie Jazz Fest. It's the Jazz on Canvas. Welcome, Rita and Rob.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks, Jill. Good to be here.
And good to have you guys here again, too, because, Rob, I know this is the second year for this event. It was such a success last year that you guys have gathered some more artists, some more musicians, and put everybody together.
Right. We've actually expanded upon our premise last year where we had musicians playing original compositions inspired by artists, and now we have even more artists this year, and we've actually recorded a CD that and talk about all the paintings and artwork. So,
and it's a real collaboration because, Rita, now you're going to have to come to the event on Sunday to see her painting, but we can see it here in studio. So I want you to describe it a little bit for me, Rita, and how you and Rob came together to create the painting and the music, because it's fascinating.
Well, thanks. It's a 24 by 24 oil painting, and it's a cityscape of downtown Indianapolis. And it's based on a reference photo that was taken during the golden hour. I was on my way home from the studio, and the sunlight, the sunset was just beautiful, and the buildings just lit up. So I took a few iPhone pictures from my car, and it's just great energy in it. And so when Rob asked me to put something together for this event, I asked him, what did you have in mind, generally speaking? And he said, what about an urban scape? What about, something at night? I dug through my reference photos, ran across this one, and said, well, hey, this has a good feel to it. What do you think?
How about that? And your reaction?
Actually, I loved it, and it gave us a lot of ideas in the studio. It was kind of like, so the composition, if you buy the CD, is kind of a juxtaposition of like the rush hour and kind of like the traffic and, the pace and the energy of rush hour, but the serenity of twilight and the calm of twilight. So we kind of put that together based on our photo. And actually, I think that's what it says when I look at it, so.
And you're going to play us just a little bit of a teaser of your composition, because we have
right
to listen to it full on the CD. But and this has to be so much fun for both of you, because it really makes you look at your individual art in a whole new way.
Oh, it was wonderful to work. They talked about it. He was throwing musical terms at me. I had no idea what they were, but then I said, well, talk to me more about the feel, like less the technical, terminology. And once he, told me about the energy he was thinking, and then he came up with the recording, I was still in the process on the painting. So once he gave me an early version of the recording, I listened to it, on loop constantly while I was finishing the painting. So it has, I feel like it's the feeling of the music and the feeling of the painting are very well integrated.
And around the town, the Jazz Festival takes place in September. We're going to have you back on to tell us about the full lineup. But that signature series, you've got some big names coming in for three different nights.
Right. We're going to start off with Take Six. And I think everybody knows the vocal group Take Six. And then Diane Reeves is in there. And then towards the end of the festival, Jonathan Butler. So that's action-packed. And there's going to be a whole lot more. So.
But in the meantime, this Sunday night from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Jazz Kitchen, tickets available online at indiejazzfest.net. All the proceeds go to benefit the Jazz Festival. Thank you both for being here. And Rob, I think you're going to play us a little something so Carl can give us a little traffic report. Very fitting tonight.
Okay.
All Things Considered is made possible on 90.1 by your membership and by the National Bank of Indianapolis. Locally owned and dedicated to providing customers with the art of personal service backed by online and mobile banking technology. More at nbofi.com. And by INHPA, resource for home mortgage shopping. offering information on home buying questions, comparative mortgages from multiple lenders, and closing assistance. More information at 317-610-HOME or inhp.org. And by Total Team Solutions, providing organizational development, coaching, and strategic planning to business leaders. More information on the web at TotalTeamSolutions.com. This Metro Traffic Report is underwritten by the Foundation for a Better Life. Stop and go traffic, I-465 eastbound between Westfield and I-69. And also, we have a crash in Avon at State Road 267 and an accident on State Road 37 on the south end of Edgewood Avenue. I want to thank Rob Dixon for coming out today, giving us a little traffic music on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio for Indianapolis.
Hi, I'm Brandis Gossett.
I'm Brandon Meeks.
I'm Richard Sleepy Floyd.
And I'm B. Young, and we're
Native Son.
Check out our small studio session at WFYI.org/smallstudio.